Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Dafyomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, looking at Mishnah Zayin of the sixth parak. Continuing on with our investigation of the laws of Chadash, that new grain which is prohibited to be eaten until the Omer. Hachitin v'haseorin v'hakusmin v'hashibolet shual v'hashifon, the famous five grains that are wheat, barley, and their subsets. Hare'ilu chayavin bechala. Chitin is wheat, sorin is barley, and truth to tell, the other three are subject to some debate. The items that I've listed on the help page are based on Felix's identifications. The issue of oats is a highly debated one, so we'll just leave it with the Hebrew names. Hare'ilu chayavin bechala. These are the ones that are obligated in chala, meaning if you make dough out of these, you have to separate chala and nothing else. These five can be merged with each other. We'll see what that means. You're not allowed to eat them if they are new grains before Pesach, and you're not allowed to cut them, harvest them, before the Omer. But if they took root before the Omer, then the Omer is matir them. What about the Omer? Is it the bringing of the Omer or the cutting of the Omer? We'll see. If not, then they are asur until the next year. All right, that's that second half of the Mishnah we already saw invoked in the previous podcast. Now, kusmin min chitim shibot shua v'shifon min seorin. This is a sugyan kilayim. So therefore, if you plant kusmin, which may be rice wheat, it may be spelt, with wheat, it's not kilayim, and shibolet shual and shifon, which may be spelt wheat, or it may be rye, and that's shifon and shibolet shual. Some argue that it's oats. In any case, whatever they are, min sorin, they're subsets of barley. Now, kusmin is known in Aramaic as gulba, shifon is dishran, shibolet shual is exactly shibolet shual, shibolet tala. Okay, hani in orez v'duchan lo. So we're saying only these five kinds, but not rice and millet and other things that are grain-like. They're not reckoned for any of these halachot. So menahanimili, how do we know that? Amar Shlakish, atya lechem lechem imatzah. Because in our pasuk, k'tiv ha'chavaya ba'achochem milechem ha'aretz, the pasuk about challah, it says when you eat from the bread of the land, lechem, k'tiv ha'tam lechem oni, and in describing matzah, the Torah calls it lechem oni, which means matzah can only come from these five things. V'hatam gufam enalan, how do you know matzah can only come from these five things? Rosh Lakish, in that same pasuk, it says, V'chim Shrael, if you know Rebbe Lezman Yaakov, Amar Kral, lo tochal alav chametz, shivatim tochal alav matzot lachamoni. And the famous comparison between chametz and matzah, all those who are obligated to avoid chametz are chayav to eat matzah. Here's another comparison, V'vayim ha-bayim l'dei chimutz, adam etzeh behen yirach v'tol Pesach. So edo shem bayim l'dei chimutz, al l'dei sirchon. So the five grains that we mentioned are grains that can be chametz, they can be leavened. And therefore, since the Torah says, you must eat lechem and not chametz, that means the lechem has to be the kind of thing that could become chametz. And therefore, only those five grains that could become chametz, if you were to let them rise, they would become nicer, as it were, then those are the kinds that you can use for matzah for Pesach. Therefore, to go back one step, those are the five that are chayav in chala, as opposed to rice, millet, and these other things that don't rise. Instead, they just become foul smelling. Okay, mitzarfim zeim zeh. So tana atvuava kimachim v'abetzekot mitzarfim zeim zeh. We have an expansion on this that says grains, flours, and doughs mixed together. So our Mishnah was referring to the five grains mixing, meaning. Obviously, mixing here means for a shiur, a little bit of this and a little bit of that put together. If you have a shiur, whatever the shiur is, it is considered one. Here we find that if you have some grain and some flour and some dough, they can mix together. Now, l'may hilchata, amrav kahana, so what's the purpose of this tseruf? Amrav kahana le'inyan chadash. You violate chadash, you have a kazayit of mixed. V'yosef amar le'inyan chametz b'pesach. You chayav for chametz if you have chametz, even if it's mixed, and it's a kazayit. Papa Amar Linyan Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, the Achil Echutz Lachomalaki. You're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And if you do, you get Makot, if you ate enough. So Papa says that this is for the purpose of Maaser Sheni. If you have some Maaser Sheni that is barley and some that is wheat, and you put it together, and together you got a kazait, and you eat it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, you get Makot. Rava Amar Le'inyan Tumat Ochlin, to have something constitute enough of a food so that it can Mekabel Tumah, which is Kibetza, that they're mitzarev. V'hakamashmalan detfuah u'kmachin dumi lebetzekot. And the brighter that said tfuah kmachin and betzekot mix is there to teach you that produce and flour must be similar to dough. What does that mean? Ma'atam uchla be'enei, just like in dough, the food is visible and accessible. V'achanami uchla be'enei, same thing with the grain, which means that it can't be in its husk, it has to be shelled. So we see something similar in a braita that says that at least as far as barley goes, it can only count if it is already shelled. That for Kabbalah Tuma, this is for Hechshel Tuma, but any seeds can be Mekabel Tuma as long as water fell on them first. And the description is Kederach Bnei Adam Motzin Lizriah, just like you take them out for planting, meaning Chitav Klipatah Usarav Klipatah Rashim Klipatan, meaning you plant things in their seeds, and therefore the Mekabel Tuma even in their seeds, and Staref like that, and the seeds count, the seed husks count. So Lokasha Habelachot Habiveshot, if they're moist, then the seed cover also counts and is reckoned towards it. If not, then they have to be outside of the seed cover. Okay, Asur b'chanos lifnei Pesach. How do we know that only these five things are Asur lifnei Pesach? We already established that matzah can only come from the five grains. Matzah is called lechem oni, and our pasuk prohibits chadash v'lechem v'kali b'charmel otachlu. Lechem tells you it's only those five things. V'liktsor lifnei ha'omer. Also, you're not allowed to cut any of these five before the omer is brought, we'll say. Because the challah is called Reshit Arisotechem, and an Omer is called Korban Reshit, as you have on the page. Now, my Kodem La Omer, what does Kodem La Omer mean? Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodem Ktsirata Omer, before the Omer is cut. Zavda Amar Kodem Hava'at Omer, before it's offered. Now, let's think about the language of the Mishnah. Tanan Asu B'chadash Athena Pesach Athena Omer. So Bishlam Alamanda Markodim Hava'ata Omer, according to Rabbi Yosef Bachanin Bar Zavda, it makes sense because it says before the Omer is brought. That's why the Mishnah has two separate clauses. Asurin Mechadash Lifnei Pesach, meaning you can't eat it before Pesach, and V'liktzor Lifnei Omer, you can't harvest it before the Omer is brought, which of course is 2 days later. Right, and therefore it's not mixed together. Mandamar kodem ktsirata omer, but according to Rabbi Yonah, who said kodem omer means before the omer is cut, which is the night after Pesach, the arvidu v'litnino, then teach it as one law, asurin bechadash v'liktsor lifnei Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it or to harvest it before Pesach, because you can't harvest it on the day of Yontif, and the next night you're already allowed to harvest it according to that position, because you cut the omer. So Rabbi Yonah could not say that that it's Ksirata Omer that is Matir. Itmar Sefer Itmar. It should be stated about the second half of the Mishnah. This disagreement between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef Rezavda. Shrishu Kodem LaOmer Omer Matiran, meaning that if they took root before the Omer, then the Omer is Matir. What does Lifnei Kodem LaOmer mean? Michael LaOmer, Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodem Havat Omer, Rabbi Yosef Rezavda Amar Kodem Ksirata Omer. So it has nothing to do with eating it or cutting it. It has to do with at what point it took root. So if it took root before the Omer was offered, according to Rabbi Yonah, it would be too late, and it would have to wait for the next year. And according to Yosef Azavda, it would be mutar. Amar le Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Yoshia didarei. Important thing. Rabbi Elazar here is the Chacham, who we refer to as an Amora Eretz Yisraeli in Tveria, a younger colleague of Rabbi Yochanan. Speaking to the Rabbi Yoshia, this is not the Rabbi Yoshia who's a student of Rabbi Yishmael, who lived about 150 years earlier. It's the Rabbi Yoshia of his generation. I'm not going to let you sit down until you explain the reason behind this Mishnah. How do we know that taking root is the issue? The Omer was only matter things that have taken root. So he said very simply, because the Torah says that you offer the Omer as Aviv, meaning something that is fully ripe. So there must be things there that are not fully ripe that you can't offer as the Omer, but they're going to be mutar. right? Delav Aviv, Ulaolam Da'ayil Shlish. Who says? Maybe you have stuff. It's not Aviv, but maybe taking roots not long enough, not enough. Maybe it has to already have grown to a third, which is much later. Ela Amar Shmuel Mehachel Chermesh. In the parallel passage about Sirata Omer in Parshat Re'eh, it says, from the beginning of raising the scythe. So there must be things that are sitting there that are not ready for the scythe that are going to be considered part of the tefuah that's mutar now. So maybe that means it's something that's like straw, meaning who says that taking root is the issue? Rabbi Yitzchak kama, because Torah says me'achel chemesh ba'kama. Kama is a stalk. So there must be things that are not yet fully stalks. Good, so maybe it's just a low little wheat stalk, but one that can't yet be cut, and maybe it's not strong enough to be cut, but it's far more than taking root. Ela amarat, which means our problem is as follows. Every one of the Chachamim is taking the following position. When the Torah describes what you bring for the Omer's offering, it's describing the lead piece of that produce, meaning the one that sort of ripened first. And so the sense is that there are other things that are part of that year's produce that are going to be mutar, of which this will be the first one, that are behind it. And at every point we say, so maybe they're not as far behind as you want, which is hashrasha. Maybe they are partway grown or almost all grown. So Ela Amarava Asher Tizra. The Torah describes Shavuot as the Chag HaKatzir, when you cut that which you've planted. Meaning Mishat Zeriah. The minute you planted it, it already becomes part of this year's season, and the Omer is Matir. So then you don't have to have taken root at all. It could just have planted it. So Amarlei Sudni Besadektiv. He says to him, the Torah says, Asher Tizra Basadeh. And Basadeh means that it has to be in the field. And so he says, Asher Tizra Basadeh, it has to already have sort of an existence in the field, and that's taking root. So Dani was a nice name that he called him, sort of a Chaver Tamil Chacham. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll do the last podcast in our parak next, but in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.